Today's podcast comes from a Commonwealth piece about borrowing against insurance policy cash value. One benefit of buying permanent life insurance is the ability to obtain a loan from the insurance company using the life insurance as collateral. The loan terms are favorable, the payment is issued promptly, and the interest can be deferred as long as the policy stays in force. Repayment of the principal can be delayed until the policy owner's death. The trade-off is that after the end of each policy year, unpaid interest is considered an additional loan and generates additional interest costs. Loans always reduce both the available cash value and the death benefit. As a general rule, the interest charged for the loan is slightly greater than the interest earned on the cash value. Some policies offer zero spread loans, which credit a fixed interest rate equal to the loan rate charged. Each policy has different criteria for zero spread loans, but generally, such loans are available after the 10th policy anniversary. If the policy is purchased to provide supplemental retirement income, the loan spread can have a significant impact on cash values and on future tax-free income. Even a spread as low as 1% can result in 9% less income over 30 years. When planning for retirement, look at the terms behind partial withdrawals and loans to determine if a policy is suitable. In addition, look for management tools including automatic income options, guaranteed minimum withdrawal options, and overloan protections. Now, please note, loans from modified endowment contracts are taxed as ordinary income in the year of the loan if there is a gain in the policy. A 10% penalty may be applied if the loan is taken before you reach age 59 and a half. Also remember, guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer. From all of us at Miller Ferrari Wealth Management, thank you for your ears.